in this picture.
Where? Oh, this is lava.
Ah, do you have Shabbos?
Yes, I do.
Friday night.
I'm actually not sure.
No?
I'm not sure yet. No.
Oh. Such a good picture.
Yeah.
You like to see how
yeah,
like,
you're going to do it. Way too short of a break.
Too short of a break.
Yeah.
As short as like 10 days off. So short. By the way, I wasn't... it's okay. I spoke to Pop, it's like, oh, it doesn't work.
It's
okay.
M-E-L-K-E-L-1-2-4. Okay, Rabosai, welcome everyone back to the Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shein about Yehoshua Falk. Okay. Welcome everyone back to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. Very nice to see everyone. So I'll go through a little bit of the Seder Hayom for the new people, for the old people, and it's good to see everybody. We have Shir Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So on Monday, we have Shir at 1:30 to 2:30. And Chavrus is from 9 to 12, and then we have lunch in between. On Tuesday is our short day. Chavrus is from 9 to 11:30, and then we have Shir now from 11:30 to 12. And Wednesday is like Monday. And Thursday is also allowed, except the end of Thursday, we have a half an hour chumash here for the last half an hour. So I want to welcome everyone. If anyone's here for Shabbos, we live here, so we always invite guests for Shabbos. If you're here, please come over to me. I try to go over to you, but sometimes, you know, I can miss you. So please come over, you know, as soon as you know you're here for Shabbos, early in the week, come over, and we'll, you know, set you up to have a meal by us for Shabbos. I live here, so, you know, I'm here. So, in the afternoon, I'm in the library, fifth floor, if you want to come by, say hello, schmooze, anything. I live across the street, you get engaged, you want to learn for your chasana, please come by. You know, we're here, it's not like... Shear, and then I run out. You know, I live here, Baruch Hashem, so it's an opportunity to have a kesher during the week on Shabbos, and on Sundays we're learning Yuma. The first semester we did Achil and Shtia, now we're going to do Rechitza, we have the packets. So I always have the packets out here. Usually there'll be a packets on the table. Usually it spends more than one day doing a packet. So and the key is to get a kesher between the Rebbe and the Talmud. That's the most important thing. Learning is also important, but the key is to have that kesher. So you ever want to talk about something? We have Ruby Kobri. Where's Ruby Kobri? He's here in the Beis Medrash to aid the Talmidim. If you have any question in learning anything, you go over. He sits right across from me. He can schmooze. He's good in learning, good in schmoozing. So you could take advantage of his being here with us. So today's our short day, so we always start this man with a niggun. Okay, so we'll start with a niggun, and then we'll get into the learning. And again, if there's any questions, any time, you know, feel free. It's a very, this Beis Medrash was very, you know, it's laid back. It's a warm Beis Medrash, so that's our goal here. And as Hashem, it's We should be matzliach. Everyone should be healthy. Should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya, ruchnius and gashmius. And I want to get to know everybody. That's the main point. You know, learning, of course, we're going to do a lot of learning too. Don't get me wrong. But the main point is, you know, to have a kesher. You know, that's the, you know, or else you could be, you know, going to some university in Huppetsville, and you could hear the shiur. Somebody, I have to tell you this. I was at a wedding the other week, mamish a week ago or so. Somebody came over to me at the wedding. He said, "I want you to know that I was from South Africa. And I was in a non-Jewish school in South Africa, but I would listen to your shiur online." So, you know, something in South Africa could be listening to the shiur online. So why don't you just go to South Africa and you listen to the shiur online? The point that you're here is that we should have a kesher. You know, I could have a kesher with somebody in South Africa also, but more unlikely to have a kesher with this fellow who's in South Africa. You know, but we're here, you know, see each other, we smile at each other. You know, it's a, you know, the real relationship. That's what it's about. And the shiur is also very important. I take the shiur very seriously. You know, these packets don't happen overnight. You know, these packets. And also, I'll get you folders after shiur. So we try to keep the base medrash clean. You know. We have the yellow folders, so because I don't want you to keep, you know, people keep strewn on the table and it just gets messy. Base medrash keep clean every day, Shabbos, so Be'ez Hashem. We should all go well, B'siyata D'shmaya, and we get to know each other, and okay, and everyone should have a lot of Hatzlacha. Avinu Avarachamo. Amirachem, Rachem, Oleinu, Vesein, Belibeinu, Bida, Leharinu, Leaskil, Avinu, Acharachavon, Amirachem, Rachem, Avinu le'askim lishma le'elmod le'lamed lishma ve'lasos ulekayim eskol divrei salvut Secha b'yava lishma l'ilmod l'lamed lishmor v'lasos l'kayem eskol divrei salmud Torah secha Let's go. Salmud Torah Secha B'Yavo. Sending around the sign-up sheet. Please write your name and your cell phone so we, you know, to contact everybody. So we're going to begin now. Issur Rechitza B'Yom HaKippurim. Tana Rabbanan, Osur Lirchotz Miktsas Gufo Kichol Gufo. So you're not allowed to wash your guf. But if a person has mud, excrement on his body, then rochets gedarko ve'eino choshesh. Then he could rochets gedarko. He could wash himself as regular, and he doesn't have to worry. So what is it saying? That rechitza, if it's to get rid of dirt, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. So what's the simple hagdara of what's osur? That's one way you could say it. Whereas sometimes you wash yourself just for pleasure. But if you wash yourself to get rid of your what? Lichluch. That's okay. So let me ask you a question. So what's the din? Taking a shower. Why do people take showers? Is that included in this muluchlach or no?
Depends for how long you take the shower.
Yeah. Right. In other words, you say
how often you shower also would be dependent on no.
Whereas how often and how long?
Yeah, if you haven't showered in a week, then you have more of a hygienic need to shower than if you haven't showered in a day.
But say you shower every day.
What
say?
I
feel gross. It's every day.
There's multiple reasons usually. People shower because it's nice, and it's also because
it's
two reasons. Yeah,
you don't care every day.
But based on what you're saying about feeling gross, feeling and being are two different things. Being dirty and feeling dirty are not necessarily the same.
Right.
Getting into a shower because you feel gross, when it actually feels pleasure.
So it just accumulates.
Right.
It's accumulating.
It's like, you know, you come back and you're covered in mud after the day.
Yes.
So what would you say? Meikra din?
It's not included. I wouldn't.
Well, meaning you'd say it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I don't see how the tail is attached. Tail is a cold loop hole.
Yes.
Also, look at mixas gufo, kachol gufo, even mixas gufo.
Kachol gufo. This is the shower.
Imay muluchol betiv v'tzoa rochets gedak v'ein choshesh.
No,
why?
No, the Gemara seems to be coming to say that.
Also, look at mixas kachol gufo. He's saying, I saw Lichot's like Ferrari said, a filo mixes gufa. A filo mixes gufa. And if you would, but if you're meluchlach, then it's okay. Now the question is that called perspiration? You know, what is that called? Is that called like meluchlach petit, or no?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Why don't we just take the inyone, you know, shiva shachalbo kishba, say that it's no longer condoms when you don't use hot water, which you can't use anyway to Shabbos.
So say that knocks it down enough to just be a dirt and not a condom. Okay, that's assuming you're saying that you can't. Say you have hot water that was heated up already. Right, but a cold shower, a warm shower is not necessarily matainig. It says you want to get rid of your perspiration,
right.
So therefore, what are you saying?
Therefore, I would say, why don't we just suggest don't shower with warm?
Yeah, say warm water wouldn't be the problem. Say it was heated up from before or something like that.
No, I'm saying, so the line would
be... So is it a din only because it's, you could see it, it's like a piece of mud? Or... say it's not a piece of mud, but it's.
In Europe, they took showers once a week.
Yeah, in Europe, they right because they didn't have the shower system that we have today.
They did sweat back then.
They sweat back then.
They
did sweat.
They had a different standard of what required a shower.
Yeah. Right, they had a, right. That's what Steve Gottlieb is saying. They had a different standard of. So there's perspiration. I guess didn't.
The way I'm reading this, it sounds to me like you would be. Got mud on your leg, you
can wash
that part
off.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what the guy said. Also, there's this concept of Yitzhak Gufo could go to Kol Gufo, that there's a standard of washing, and then you have the mud on you, it's a different type of washing compared to a regular washing.
Yeah.
So if your whole shower is the standard. I guess if you have to apply to today, showering is the standard type of washing. And then removing dirt with, like, the hand is the abnormal washing.
Okay, so let's see. Take a look in the Taz. Page 4. So the Taz here in Siman Tov Reish Yud Gimel Sifkat Nalef. Aval Lahavir Es Hazeya Osa. So the Taz says this. The Taz says you can't. It was just to get rid of sweat is not permissible. No, so he's saying the Gemara is talking about you have a piece of. In other words, just because was he's saying just because you have.
It seems to be thought about. The first way we thought about it is saying that let's say there's an expression of zero, right? So the first thing we said like a minute ago is that.
The Gemara is saying that if you're like dirty or something bad, you have to get to the point of like being normal.
Yeah.
If any reason or not, you get above normal, you can't do it. And this is saying that if you're sweaty, so say you're like below that zero, you can't go and then get to the normal. Unless it's saying that the sweat is an exception, it's not...
He's saying the dirt, in other words, visible dirt...
Visible dirt is different from sweat.
From sweat. Now, should that make... For an American, I don't know, can an American relate to that? You know, American who...
Yeah, there's only cases like, you know, you go camping and come back covered in actual dirt versus like, you're walking around in a hot day and it's sweat.
You can still see it, though.
Well, what Yair, in other words, what Yair said, feeling gross. That, you don't see it, right? When you feel gross, you don't. But
you'll still smell bad.
What?
You're gonna smell bad though, even though it won't be physically anything like.
But in other words, when you're taking a shower because you feel gross, is that shaltanug?
I think that it might be qualifying what the Gemara...
Oh, so let me show you one... Yeah.
No, I'm rereading what the Gemara said.
So I want to show you... Let's look at the Magen Avraham now for a second. Page 5. In Sibbe Tov Reish Yudal, he speaks about Sicha. So Sicha means what? Anoint yourself with...
Perfume.
Like oil, things like that. So look what it says here. Also, losuch. Afilu miktsas gufo, afilu edu ela lahavir azuma. Right, for sicha, even if it's only lahavir azuma, it's still awesome. Aval mchola, afilu embo sakano, yeshlo chatun roshom mutter. So look in the Magen Avraham. Afilu edu, tzarchiyin, maishna merchitza, the shari lahavir azuma. Yeshlomar, the sicha have tanuk tfei. Sicha, well, this means what?
What does Zuma literally mean?
Zuma means right. Zuma is what's the best way to say it? Schmutz. Zuma means to take the
sweat.
What?
Grime,
dirt, sweat. But it's not tit and offer, right? So when it comes to anointing yourself like with oil or something like that, so that gives a lot of pleasure. So even if it's lahavir azuma, it's what? It's also. But rechitz is just water. Water is not the same as, you know, the oil. So the Magen Avraham says, he assumes as a dover poshut, the Magen Avraham, in his question, that when it says, bein b'chim hoyu, that includes what?
Just rinsing off your whole body.
Well, Zuma. That's why he asks. Why is it different than Rechitza that Shari Lahavir Azuma? How do you know it's Shari Lahavir Azuma? Who said that? So it must be that it's included in what? In the tit and the offer. So he says that because Sicha is a greater Tanug, so then even Lahavir Azuma is going to be. Usher by Sicha. But it's clear, like the Farrar just went, that the Magen Avraham is arguing with the Taz.
Yeah.
So it comes out a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and Taz about Lahavir Hazuma. Could you do Rechitza Lahavir Hazuma? In other words, could you take a. Okay, now, it could be, in other words, you take a shower, Lahavir Hazuma. Okay, in other words, there could be other Isurim, like Daniel pointed out, Daniel Albert just, you know, was discussing the issue of using hot water, you know, which is, but say we could somehow go get out of those, it was all, the guy turned it on, some, you know, other way, just could you go in a running shower? Okay, there's other Isurim Drabanon of Gezeris Merchatzos, but Mitzad the Isur Rechitza B'Yom Kippur. That's all I want to know. A person, somehow, he came home late. I'm not telling you to do this, actually. And obviously, he comes home late, so he didn't get to wash, to take a shower before he came. And he's mamish,
drenched in sweat.
Right, drenched in sweat. Again, I'm not passing here to do that, but I'm just, you know, Mikra did. What does it seem from what we see here? That that would be the Machloikis Pashtus between the Magen Avraham and Taz. So between the Magen Avraham and Taz. And according to the Magen Avraham, it would be permissible to do this, and according to Taz, no. Kasha from the Maisa. Yeah, like you live in America. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, I remember when I was in Kerbi Avda, got there, Chodesh Elul. It was hot, she'en kamo. You know, sometimes I would take a drink, but at the time I would walk back to the Beis Medrash, it was ki'ilu, the drink wasn't. You know, I'm saying not on Yom Kippur, but I'm saying in a regular day, it was, you know, here it's more cooler, whatever. Yeah, you know, but it was pretty hot. It was pretty hot. You plenty sweat. So yeah, laver azuma. Yeah. So that would be, you know, let's talk about Tisha B'Av, right? Tisha B'Av is the middle of the summer. So, and Rechitz is also a Tisha B'Av. But if it's Lavir Azuma, you know, like when the body's discussed.
Why are you removing your filth anyway? What's the purpose compared to removing the
you say you're removing.
If you're removing dirt, maybe this, like, you have to remove it.
Because you look foolish.
Yeah.
Like a piece of mud, and you look foolish. But is that the word? It's, or is no? That's not called rechitza. The rechitza that we asked it is only rechitza shaltanim. So. Is this tanug, or is this just taking away the schmutz?
But you're taking away the schmutz to be tanug. As opposed to the dirt, or like,
or is that just like indirect tanuk? Okay. Yeah, I feel better when I'm clean, right? I feel better. In other words, when you go in the shower and you feel gross, you come out, you feel better. You do have tanuk, but maybe that's not called rechitza shel tanuk, because lemaisa, that's like, if I also feel good if I have mud on my hand and I wash it off, I'll also feel good.
Is there a difference?
You don't feel the same.
Is there a difference between feeling the tanug and doing it for tanug?
But like when some people go to these salons, these things, they schwitz, you know, they do it for the pleasure, not that they feel.
I think in India, covered up rios, like in regards to their pieces on this covered up rios issue, you know?
Well, covered up rios is matter is isuri de rabbanan. It doesn't matter isuri de rais. So you are you a Taz person? What's your name again?
Jake.
Silverberg. Okay. Did the sign-up sheet get around here?
Yeah.
Where is it? Let's.
Say maybe that they both disagree. Taz and Magen Avraham disagree whether Rechitza is the same as Sicha or whether it's not the same as Sicha.
Right.
Looks like maybe the Taz is the same, so Zuma is not good for both. But Magen Avraham say no, there's a chilul.
Right, so Magen Avraham is being makel.
Yeah.
He's saying any zuma, so that means that even if it's not tit or tsoa, he still can. So is the Magen Avraham Yair Noma's feeling gross? Is that the Magen Avraham? And in other words, is the Machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz, if a person feels gross, Mikra Din, is he allowed to shower? Would you agree to that assessment of the Magen Avraham and Taz?
Yeah, I think
think with water and not soap, yeah.
Yeah, with water.
Yeah.
I mean,
that seems to be what
it, I mean, soap, I don't know.
Soap, I mean, I feel like with soap, then you're getting, closer to Sikha at that point.
Okay, we have to discuss what's...
You don't cleanse the same place. Soap and warm water cleanse better.
And what's the idea of Sikha? Sikha is...
I never viewed Sikha as a cleansing.
So Sikha is just anointing. So anointing makes you...
Yeah.
I never anoint my... You know... We have to see about what's called the Sikha. We have to have separate... In other words, it makes you. That's a that's he's saying that Sikha have a tannic tray. Yeah. So I would think that the machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz is what Yair was saying. Whether if you feel gross, you know, and you're not showering, that's not called. Even though you're right. What's your first name?
Jake.
That you're getting Hanah. But maybe that's like indirect, like Mavriach Ari.
That's what I was asking.
You know, it's indirect.
Is there a difference between doing something? Are they making a distinction between showering for like pleasure and getting the benefit of the feeling of pleasure, even though your mindset is more just cleaning yourself?
Taz would say you get Hanah.
The Taz seems to imply that even getting it on is a problem. That's how I'm reading it.
Why can you get it out from removing buried men?
No, but I'm saying if we're talking about like perspiration. So. Mugging the Grum seems to imply that it's fine.
Even if you get it on.
The Hanah is almost inevitable. If you're jumping in a shower, the clean yourself off, there's going to be some Hanah that you get. Whether or not you intended to receive it is different, I think.
What?
Otherwise, what are you doing?
In which case, in Zuhama. Well, but the Magen Avraham is Matir Zuhama. So it must be that you remove it, and then, okay, you know, Lo Midna Torah Malach Asharis. So you can't say, I'm going to be in the shower 54 seconds, and you know, and after that, okay, but once you start, just you basically rinse yourself off.
Whether or not
you leave.
To be like the Taz would say that getting off Zia is considered tattering. My government says it's not tattering because it's something that's hygienic and something that you're doing for that. So even if you get tattering from it, it's not.
Right, exactly. So it's indirect Hanah.
Yeah.
It's like Mavriach Ari. Is that called Hanah, right? So somebody is, Ari is going to Chas V'Shalom attack you, and somebody, you know, you get a person made a neder, he's not going to get Hanah from a certain person. And the person thwarts away a lion that was going to attack him. So that's not called getting Hanah. You're getting plenty of Hanah, believe me. But that's called indirect.
Right.
And indirect Hanah is not called Hanah, so you're not violating the neder.
Right, but I mean, what I'm saying is that Magen Avraham is saying that's what it's about. It's not about this whole, like, you can do it four times thing. He's drawing the same between Sikha and Rechitza for the purposes of that.
Yeah. Okay, so I think this is an important machlokas. So continue looking at the Sefer Yireim, there's a Levush, there's other things here we have to. So, in other words, we'll spend more than one day during Bein HaSemester, when I do it in June, do a packet a day. Where it's we're a little later. But Rabosa, as I said, I'm here to train you also to think. It's very important. I'm not. You see, some Shiurim, the Rebbe speaking a mile a minute, and the Talmidim are just taking notes. But I'm not here for that. I'm not here to train you to become stenographers. I'm here that you should think about everything. See it inside, tell me your opinion, not to just accept what I have to say. Okay, Rabosei, there's the Shem tomorrow, we'll continue. Rabosei, wait one second.